much. So winning an R&B album of the year Grammy and stuff. Thank you so much. You guys are amazing. So coming off that, I felt like doing a trio record now, but I wanted to do. I didn't want to, you know, go straight jazz, you know, off top, boom, out of nowhere. So I wanted to do a nice happy medium and do songs that I like, basically from my iPod, you know. So these are different songs, from different genres, different artists, songs that I just like, you know, to listen to. So we're gonna play some of those, mixed in with some stuff that I, you know, trio stuff that we've played back in the day, but we never recorded. These guys playing with me are on my original trio albums. When I first got signed to Blue Note, I did two records, straight up trio, Canvas and In My Element. Yeah. And these are my original guys, and that's Vicente Archer on the bass.
You know, I just realized that this is just the introduction to the piece, and we don't actually have the actual piece, so I'm just going to get rid of it. And I'm going to play this instead to keep you occupied until we get the show started.
Studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the food bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime. Across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It is Friday, the 8th of July, 2016, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Oaksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, the annual Catalano Music Festival goes tomorrow on West 4th Avenue. It happens all day long, various stages all across the street, all along the street, from Burrard to McDonald and all points in between. CITR is going to be there with live broadcast and lots of fun, lots of food, lots of folks, lots of stuff to do. And this hour, we're going to preview some of the acts that you will hear at Catalano tomorrow afternoon. Plus, call board and a little look at what else is going on around town. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial.
Thank you.
All right, that's enough of that. Yes, it is July, but it, you know, it's a little cloudy, a little damp out there. And don't fret, don't worry. It's Vancouver. It rains here a lot. Don't worry about it, you know? And that's what I say. I hear people say, oh, it's miserable out there. You know what? I've lived here all my life. And if the weather was what made me miserable, I wouldn't live here. There's lots of nice things about Vancouver. And you know what? The rain is why it's so, the grass is green, the flowers are nice, and the air is clear and all that stuff. So, you know what? Enjoy the rain, love it, and then you'll enjoy the sunshine even more. All right, that's enough about that. Catalano, the annual street party that goes on every July. This is what, the fourth, fifth one they've had? I know. Third? I don't know. Whatever. It's been going on for a while, and it's good, and it's fun. And it starts at 11 o'clock at 4th and U with a little wake-up yoga, and then the fun starts. We've got people like Aaliyah Ray, Malcolm Jack. Who else is here? Milk is going to be there, Clash Honey, Twin River. Holy smokes. There's stages at Burrard Street, Maple Street, U Street, Vine Street, Balsam, Trafalgar, and McDonald. And we'll play some of the headliners a little bit later, but I wanted to start out with a group that that I really enjoy. This is Woolworm, and they are going to be playing, where are they now? I found them. There we are. They're going to be playing 6 o'clock at 4th and Vine, so check them out. We'll be right back.
Courage has it crumbled? The lacking average smacks the host. Who marked us as revealing was the last to see the most. And we tackled the lucky misconceptions, invited prudes to kiss the bride before the family hit the mirror. Convenient talent rectified before our vision. We were asleep. To use the correcting signage on the highway, just so Harper signs the truce. More ugly back road prima donnas, convicted of believing sand that hung in horizontal lanterns, pursuing comical commands. Most entertainers just go solo, demanding some mediocre faith. The canvas, if prepared correctly, has grown to perpetrate the waste. The ring you gave to mother melted, convinced she'd sacrifice it soon, and so anticipating nuance, the jewels out on the moon. That language, once convinced us fully, was bad enough when took alone. But verses scripted post-attention are said with fingers on the phone. versus scripted posted tension or said with fingers on the phone. Claustrophobic marionette, enemy muscles content to control, where the must implied with reason, adult mistake, faulting routine.
So that's Malcolm Jack, and he's going to be performing at the Burrard Street stage at 4th and Burrard tomorrow at 1:20 as part of the kickoff of the Catalano Street Party. And before that was Elia Ray, who will actually, she'll be kicking it off. She'll be playing at 12:15, and then Malcolm Jack will be on right after her at 1:20. All part of the big Catalano Street Party going on all day tomorrow. Starting at noon with Elia Ray at 4th and Burrard and other performers at various stages along the street, and then finishing up with Hannah Jorgis. I hope I'm saying it right. I really do hope I'm saying it right. I asked around and hope we kind of came up dry a bit, but I mean she's a big star. We got to say her name right. Come on, we're a radio station. We have a responsibility here. I own this. I own the shame of not saying her name right. I hope it's Hannah Jorgis. If it's not, well, go see her anyway, because she's cool. And we're going to play some of her stuff later on. We also heard from Woolworm, who's going to be playing at 6 o'clock at the Vine Street stage, 4th and Vine. If you've never been to Catalano, I really recommend you going, especially if the weather's like this. If it's a little overcast and a little damp, it's perfect for this kind of thing because the bands are all undercover, so they're cool. And, you know, you got a hat on or a hoodie or something, you're okay. You don't get overheated. There's plenty to eat. There's plenty to drink. There's plenty of folks that you haven't seen for a long time that you just bump into in the middle of the street. So definitely check out Catalano Street Party. CITR will be there all day as well. And big thanks to Grant at Zulu Records for putting this whole thing together. The man is really, really quite astonishing. Let's see. What are we going to do now? This is a band that's going to be playing. Where are they? Let's see here. They're playing at the 4th and McDonald stage at 7 o'clock tomorrow. These are Mounties. Or is it This Is Mounties? Anyway, Mounties.
Thank you.
CITR 101.9 FM, that's Mounties, and they're going to be playing at the Catalano Street Party Festival tomorrow. And they will be at the, I just saw it. I just told you where they're going to be playing, and now I've lost it again. It's just, there's so much going on. There's just so much going on. It's just going to be such a cool day. Yeah, there they are. 4th and McDonald's, 7 o'clock. You knew that. I already told you that. But, you know, just checking to make sure you're paying attention. Other stuff going on this weekend. As you probably heard, I'm doing a little play. Well, I'm doing a couple of little plays. Actually, there are a couple of big plays. And it's been keeping me really busy. I barely have had enough sleep all week, so I might sound a little even more kind of rambling than usually. But I really want you to check it out. It's Ensemble Theatre Company's summer presentation, three plays in repertory. It's my first time working with them, but they've been going on strong for 5 years now, I think. And this year, there's a screwball comedy from the 1600s called The Country Wife. There's a kind of a serious political drama with historical implications called Romans in Britain. And then the third play is Harold Pinter's Betrayal. And they are running in repertory, which means every night you get a different play. They run in, you know, three plays in rotation. The previews start tonight, I think. Yes, Betrayal is on tonight at 8 o'clock. Tomorrow night, it's Romans in Britain. And then Sunday, it's Country Wife. And then Monday, again, is Betrayal. And on and on and on. The official grand opening is happening next weekend, but you you get a chance to see the previews at a reduced rate. Definitely worth checking out. Not for the kids, unfortunately. There's Country Wife is a little randy. Romans in Britain is a little violent. But you know, the Pinter one might work for the kids. But and everybody else, check them out. I play the cuckold in the Restoration Comedy. That's always good for a laugh. So that's Ensemble Theatre Company at the Jericho Arts Center every night. Every night from now until the, I think it's the 18th of August. So please come down, check us out. You'll have fun. I'll have fun. And it'll just be great. It will really just be great. So this is Jasper Sloan Yip. Where is he there? No, it's not. I had it on cue. Let's do it again. There we go. That's him there. This is Jasper Sloan Yip, and he is going to be playing tomorrow at Catalano as well. And I just have to find him. He was right there. There he is. He's playing at 8 o'clock at the Balsam Street stage. Jasper Sloan Yip.
They love each other and they misunderstand on purpose. If they fight, then suddenly they aren't the same. Because it's only us two. And the world is all the rest of it. If anything comes between us, we're gone. Then they have us.
They won't get us. Because you're too brave. Nothing ever happens to the brave.
They die, of course.
Beach. You've ended. shaking in the cold, falling from the branches and rotting down below. The tree that let them fall, indifferent to their fate, and crouching in the roots, stop to feel the same. Cause everything is right, oh, everything is fine. They have been a part of something that's right. That's what everyone says. So it must be true, I guess.
Right on lying. That's what I want you to do.
And after all that I own, I have some sort of peace. Oh, next to nothing left at all. All that I'll have.
Catalano Street Party, Vancouver's biggest music and arts festival, is back July 9th from 11 a.m. through 9 p.m. Come on down to West 4th for over 50 great bands, including Hannah Georges, White Poppy, Hot Panda, Moo, Woolworm, Mesa Luna, and many more. I can't play this game. The best of Vancouver's food carts and vendors, activities for kids, beer gardens. All this and more will highlight your day. This Saturday, July 9th, brought to you with love from the merchants of West 4th Avenue.
An enabled FM chip in your smartphone can make the difference in an emergency situation by allowing you to still hear critical updates. It will also let you listen to the local FM station using 3 times less battery and 20 times less data than streaming. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
The 39th Annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival. Over 60 acts from 18 countries on 7 summer beachfront stages. Come discover a world of amazing music.
This year's exciting lineup includes Bruce Coburn, The New Pornographers, and Lord Huron, plus many more to discover.
The Vancouver Folk Music Festival, July 15th to 17th at Jericho Beach Park.
Get your tickets today online at thefestival.bc.ca. Brought to you by CITR.
Peanut butter and jam!
What the f*** are you doing, Phil?
Right now, it's time to...
Peanut butter. Damn. First you dig the peanuts and you dig them, then you crush them. Crush them, then you spread them. Peanut butter.
Damn!
Peanut butter.
Damn! If you're looking for the best in local music and local food, it's got to be Peanut Butter and Jams with your hosts Brenda and Jordy, alternating Thursdays 6 to 7:30. Check it out.
We will get back to more the music of the Catalano Festival that's happening tomorrow on West 4th Avenue, but first it's time for the Dave Radio Call Board. We feature auditions for calls and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. We believe that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to go for everything. Let them decide. BC Renaissance Festival is still looking for folks. They're going to be happening in August. The auditions are sort of open right now. The details on that are on the Vancouver Actors Guide website. So that's vancouveractorsguide.com, and then click on the audition button and look for Enchanted Encounters. We got a few Fringe Festival shows that are looking for folks. Our dear friend Jacques Lalonde, once again, I think it's his 26th year in a row. It's called Trump the Musical. How timely. And he's still looking for a few folks, especially people who can play Ted Cruz, Bill Clinton, Melania Trump, and Hillary Clinton. Yeah, so if you can play one of those roles have a little musical talent too, or know someone who can, contact Jacques Lalonde. You can either find him on his Facebook page, or you can email me, DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com, and I will pass it on to Jacques. And we are hiring folks right here at CITR too. Big shakeups in the front office. Our beloved station manager, Brenda, has already left, and our equally beloved program manager, Sarah Cordingly, will be leaving at the end of the summer. So she's still around for a while, but we're still looking for folks to replace those two people. It's not an insurmountable obstacle. In fact, here's your opportunity to begin the new era of CITR with a fresh approach and new ideas. So if these are things that you think you might be interested in, the details are posted on our website at citr.ca. The applications are still open until the 16th of July, so you got a week left, so check it out. Who knows, it might be just the perfect thing for you. Let's see. Back to the auditions. Also for the Vancouver Fringe Festival, a play called The Nether by Jennifer Haley. And this is directed by a friend of the show, Chris Lamb. And this is it's both a serpentine crime drama and a haunting sci-fi thriller that explores the consequences of living out our private dreams. And this is a play that won the Susan Smith Blackburn Prize in 2012, and it will be part of the Vancouver Fringe. The auditions are tomorrow and Monday, and you find out more by contacting Redcurrant 2015, REDCURRANT 2015 at gmail.com. Walking Shadow is doing Just Watch Me, a Trudeau rock musical. And this is about Pierre Trudeau, the father of our current Trudeau. And that is a they're still looking for one male actor who can play the ages of 16 to 25 and looking for someone who's got some tap or hip hop dance experience on that one. You can contact Daniel at DKMCLEOD, DK McLeod at TELUS.net. United Players of Vancouver, they're doing a restoration comedy by George Farquhar called The Beau Stratagem. Kathy Duborg is the director on that. She's still looking for a middle-aged male or someone who can play the part. They asked me, but I can't do it, so I told them I'd put it on the radio. If you want to book an audition for that one, you can call Andre at United Players. Her number is 604-224-8007. And then we've got some pantos. Oh, you've been talking about that for a while. Metro Theater's Christmas Panto, Robin Hood and Marion. Their auditions are in August. Deep Cove Stage Society. Their auditions are on Sunday for Captain Hook's Revenge, a Peter Panto. And that's happening at the Lions Gary Ham Court in North Vancouver. Canadiana Musical Theater Company doing Birth of the CPR by Alan DeNoyers. And this is a hilarious, rip-roaring, boogie-woogie bluegrass musical about the national dream for young audiences. It'll be performed in schools throughout the Lower Mainland here. Doesn't say exactly where they're playing, but it does say it'll be presented in schools and theaters. And it'll be happening in January and early February, and then again in April and early May. Auditions near the end of the month in Delta. They're specifically looking for two male singers, actors who are solid on guitar or bass or mandolin or fiddle. So if you can play guitar, you can play mandolin, fiddle, any of those things, they are looking for you. So it is a paid gig. It's not equity, but there is a comparable salary, and they'll take care of your travel and your per diems and your accommodations and all that stuff. So it's a good gig if you're interested. And you can contact Alan at CanadianMusical.com. Eternal Theatre Collective doing Square One, a youth theatre festival featuring four new short plays. That is happening in August, and the auditions are on July 16th, so next weekend. etcperformingarts@gmail.com is the address for that. North Van Community Players doing Mystery of Irma Depp. That audition is happening in August. Metro Theater's doing Jane Austen's Sense and Sensibility. Their auditions are in late August as well. And one more notice about the Putting It Together Collective. This is a show that's happening next year, July of 2017, but they're doing their auditions next week. Actually, they're doing it on Monday. So you definitely want to, if you haven't gotten in touch with them yet, let them know that you're interested in this. It's called City of Angels, and it's a stylized musical comedy by Larry Gelbart, who is the guy that he was a TV writer and probably best known as the creator of the TV version of MASH. And it's going to be happening at Performance Works July of next year. And they are committed to diverse, inclusive casting for every role without regard for disability, race, age, color, national origin, ethnic origin, or any other basis. They are specifically looking for a cast with strong harmonizing ability. So if you're interested, contact Jen Copping at thepitcollective@gmail.com. And if you want details on these or any other audition notices, go to vancouveractorsguide.com or the Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you'd like read on this show, share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page or email Dave Radio Podcast at hotmail.com. www.cattolano.com. All right, we're getting back to the music from tomorrow's Catalano Street Party, 4th Avenue between Burrard and McDonald, from 11 a.m. till 9 at night. This is a group that's going to be playing at around 3 o'clock at 4th and McDonald. It's Gang Signs. That's Gang Signs, and they are going to be at the 4th and McDonald stage tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Something going on at the Real Theater this weekend that you might want to check out as well. It's a documentary. Oh, it's got a little clappy ending to the song there. I'm just going to let that go. Yeah, there you go. Thanks. The movie is called The Witness, and it's a documentary about a notorious crime that took place in New York City in 1964, the murder of Kitty Genovese. This case became synonymous with urban apathy after news that she was stabbed to death on a New York City street while 38 witnesses did nothing. 40 years later, her brother decides to find the truth. He uncovers a lie that transformed his life and condemned a city and defined an era. It's a brand new documentary by James D. Solomon, and it examines the life of Kitty Genovese herself, and also how her family, friends, and the whole city of New York dealt with and lived with the experience of that day. It's happening this weekend. There's three shows. One is tonight at 6:30. There's a show tomorrow at 4:30, and another one Sunday at 6:30. That's at the Real Theater at Broadway and Commercial. If you get your tickets in advance, it's only $10. And if you buy them at the door, you just have to drop another toonie on it, $12 for that. Also going on at the Rio this weekend, it's the original Planet of the Apes with Charlton Heston at 8:45 tonight. And the midnight show is Beverly Hills Cop at 11:30. And then, West Side Story is going to be on tomorrow at 6:45. Of course, West Side Story, one of the two shows at Theater Under the Stars that's happening right now at Malcolm Bowl on in Stanley Park. Disney's Beauty and the Beast is the other one. So if you want to maybe do a little comparison, see the movie and then see the show, there it's up there for you. And then at 10 o'clock, The Warriors, tomorrow night at the Rio Theater. The Warriors, a classic a gang movie, very, very kind of surreal, stylistic film, a real cult classic, not to be missed. And that's happening at 10 o'clock tomorrow night at the Rio Theater. And then let's see, what else have we got? Oh, if you're a soccer fan, the Euro Cup final is happening at noon on Sunday afternoon, and also The Witness again at 6:30 on Sunday. So check all that stuff out, realtheater.ca. We got time for, let's see, yeah, we got time for our headliner. Let's play this. This is Hannah Georges. Finally got it. Finally got the right pronunciation on her name. As again, shame on me for not getting it right in the first place. Anyway, this is the title track of her latest CD. It's called Evelyn, and Hannah is going to be headlining the Catalano Festival tomorrow at 8 o'clock at 4th and Burrard. Anyway. And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Don't forget to spend your day tomorrow on West 4th Avenue between Burrard and McDonald for the Catalano Street Party. And did you know that this program is available as a free podcast on iTunes? Just type in CITR-Dave Radio in the search box and click on me when I pop up. Remember to subscribe. And check out some of your other favorite CITR shows. We're all there on iTunes, and it is free. If you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we are here for you. Send us your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. And stick around. Eleanor is here. She's going to give us a femme concept. And at 3:30, it's our national treasure, Nardwar, the human serviette. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Bye-bye.